Hello, Dr. Chenault. Earl Nightingale said, "People with goals succeed because they know where they are going." I'm a big proponent of having a direction in life, along with a plan to keep heading in that direction. Today I'm going to give you a recap of my fall 2018 goals and introduce my new goals for spring 2019. My fall goals were to learn one new word a week, to have fewer than two transition mistakes in my writing, to budget $100 a week for food, and to get a job by the end of the semester. Overall, I was successful in my goals. I made a list of the books I read, along with each word I came across. With this goal, however, I wish I took more time to implement the words into my daily language. I charted my transition mistakes, and only one paper had two mistakes, while the rest had one or none. I spent around $40 a week on food, which was less than half of the $100 I planned. Finally, I was able to get a job for second semester. On November 13th, I accepted a position at McComas working as a lifeguard. I am satisfied with the progress I made toward each one of my goals this semester. Now that we have talked about fall goals, I want to move on to my spring goals. My first spring goal is a writing goal, to replace at least two words in my writing with stronger synonyms. I will do this by going to the thesaurus online and looking at each new word of the day. I'll write that word in my notes every day to stick it in my brain. I will inform each peer editor that looks at my paper to pay attention to weak words that could be improved. I plan to keep a journal of every new word I come across, along with the proper synonyms, and chart each word I replaced in my writing. My public speaking goal is to touch my hair fewer than two times during my speech. I plan on practicing each speech three different ways, with my hair pulled all the way back, with my hair pulled half up, half down, and with my hair all the way down, and count the number of times I touch my hair. I will also notify people that critique my speech to specifically watch my arm movements toward my head. My plan to track is to keep a log for each speech and each hairstyle to see if the number of times I touch my hair decreases. My final goal is to correctly type 40 words or more in a minute by the end of the spring semester. I will complete one section of Learn to Type on typing.com every day. I'll practice the new typing method whenever possible, and I will have my friend Sarah be accountable and check in every day to see if I did the lesson. I will track this every Friday and get a blank Word document and start a timer for 1 minute. I'll record the number of words I type. Today, I reflected on my fall goals and shared my new spring goals. If it becomes hard to reach my goals or stay on the right path, I will always remember what Earl Nightingale said. People with goals succeed because they know where they are going. Thank you, Dr. Chenault. Have a wonderful day.